2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
So you'll be banned from social media if you actually state that there has been corruption in this last election. That if you say the words now that are like four-letter words, like the F-bomb, is the word fraud. You can't write the word fraud on social media, much less combine it with the other word that they hate, the V word, voter. Nope, can't do it. In fact, the media is falling all over themselves, making sure that you know. In their big front page headline, of the New York Times, that you cannot say that there's voter fraud because we've already decided there isn't any voter fraud. And if you do put this on social media, we will silence you and shut down your account. So, did voter fraud actually happen? Yes. Did dead people actually vote? Yes. Were there a lot of dead people that voted? We don't know yet. What we do know is there were 220-year-olds that voted in mass numbers in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go ahead and say that's voter fraud. You want to kick me off social media for that? Fine. Do it. Now, the Times, they want you to know, I'm talking about the New York Times, called officials, they say, in every state, and they said that there is no evidence of any voter fraud in any of these states, that it is total fabrication, something that's totally wrong. For you to say that there is any such thing as voter fraud, because there is no voter fraud in this country. The media has been saying the same thing as well. The media keeps saying over and over and over again that there is no voter fraud in this country. That's why the New York Times, of course, can tell you that the election officials nationwide find no fraud. That's a lie. There are multiple elected officials and election officials who are now admitting that there are dead people that have voted. There are people that don't have documentation that have voted. There are people that were under age, the legal age to vote, including a 6-month-year-old in Pennsylvania and a 14-year-old in Georgia that actually cast a ballot. But don't worry, the New York Times put it in a headline saying election officials nationwide find no fraud. So move on. None of you can claim this now because we called people in every state. I'm wondering who they called. You bet you it's all Democrats? Yep. So what did the media actually say? Well, they jumped on board because you and I are not allowed to have an opinion. You and I are not allowed to have an opinion on any of this because they've already decided that our opinion is wrong. Now, let me let you hear what CNN, MSNBC, and many others had to say about the, quote, conspiracies of guys like me, the false accusations of election manipulation, even though we actually have real dead people that have voted. But remember, I can't post that on social media because they'll ban me. Because if you silence everyone saying it and every example of everyone saying it, and you refuse to carry the press conferences of the Trump campaign showing you the proof and the affidavits of voter corruption and fraud, well, then we'd have a healthy debate. We might actually have truth come out of it. So how do we shut it down? We all say the same damn thing. Like we all work for the same network, the Biden network, the Joe Biden media. That's what this is. What's even more interesting about what I'm about to play for you from CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and all these, they all seem to use the same exact words. Wonder where they got it from. You think they got it from a press release or a conversation with the actual Biden campaign? I'm going to go with yes. They all are using the same words over and over again, the same way they used to use the words Russian collusion over and over again. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Is there any difference in any of these companies? The answer is no. They're all Biden news networks, just like they were Obama news networks and just like they were the Clinton news networks. At least the Clinton news network really worked well with CNN. Take a listen to all these different networks saying all the same thing, trying to tell every American it is impossible to say there was election fraud. It never happened. We must move on, even though we actually have real evidence of actual people voting that are illegal ballots and dead people.
Sources tell CNN that top aides are suggesting that the defeated president, President Trump, hold rallies to drum up bogus conspiracies about election fraud.
The GOP.
By the way, can we just go back to that? Did you notice the attack there on Donald Trump in that sentence? Did you notice that there? Listen to that. Listen to the guy who's no longer the president is basically what they're saying. Yeah, that guy, that crazy guy.
They're suggesting that the defeated president,
defeated president. Yes, we have decided that Donald Trump is a defeated president. How many swing states have been called? How many states are up for recounts? Is Georgia up for recount? Pennsylvania, Arizona? Where are we? Media, well, we've already decided he is the defeated president of the United States of America, and he's crazy. And anyone that supports him is crazy as well. Now, keep listening. You're going to hear the same words come out of the different anchors' mouths on different networks that all match one another. So, again, it's almost like they just got on the phone and they said, hey, Biden, what do you want us to say?
Trump hold rallies to drum up bogus conspiracies about election fraud.
The GOP keeps spreading completely unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
The attorney general now telling federal prosecutors to look into those unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, no evidence of widespread flaws in the mail-in voting process.
Now, let me say this, at least I'll give this credit to Tucker Carlson, or I should say, excuse me, to Anderson Cooper there. I'll give credit to Anderson Cooper. At least Anderson Cooper tries to be a little bit less biased than his colleagues by saying mass voter fraud. There is no evidence of mass election fraud. At least he's maybe admitting that there could be some voter fraud, some election fraud, right? I mean, the way that he just described it, he's like, well, okay, maybe there's some. There could be a little bit of voter fraud here, like a tad bit. Unlike Don Lemon, his cohort there at CNN, who's like, there is no election fraud. There's not a single person in America that voted that was not accurately counted as long as it went for Joe Biden. There's no such thing. You guys are insane. He is the president because I've said so.
To claims of voter fraud.
The attorney general now telling federal prosecutors to look into those unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
By the way, Cooper right there. Because he understands that he doesn't want to, like, totally be a hack. He at least editorialized enough to say widespread. Well, there's nothing that says widespread voter fraud. Widespread.
No evidence of widespread flaws in the mail-in voting process.
Widespread mailing process issues. At least he's man enough to, like, change it a little bit just to not look like a total loser for the Biden team. But you hear that, and you know what's interesting about all the people I just played for you? Not one of the networks that I just played for you actually played any of the press conferences where the Trump campaign has laid out the dead people that have voted and some of the issues with voter fraud, like 220-year-olds voting in Pennsylvania. This is how much power the left has. Now, Tucker Carlson over at Fox took on these psychopaths and had a really interesting opening monologue. And I want to play it for you because I think it's really important that you hear it. Because they can say as much as they want to that there's no voter fraud. There is voter fraud. We have the proof of the voter fraud. We know that 69 people put their birth dates in Pennsylvania's 1800s. 58 of them put the actual year 1800. They would be 220 years old. That is voter fraud. But if I post that on Facebook, they ban me. Post on Twitter, they say unsubstantiated claim. You know, one thing we've learned is there's a big battle that's going to happen after this election to make sure that an election is never done the way it's been done right now. It's time for you to get in the fight. And if you care about the election integrity and you care about your vote and you want to make sure that it actually is voted accurately and not canceled out by a bogus ballot, you need to join 2.3 million other conservatives at AMAC right now. I'm going to give you a membership for 1 year for free. That's right. All you have to do is go online to a website. We try to make it easy for you to remember. BenFreeOnline.com. That's BenFreeOnline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. You're also going to get the AMAC magazine. And it's going to give you incredible articles and information about news that can seriously affect you, your family, and your life where you live. So how much does it cost you? Nothing. I'm giving you the membership right now for free for 1 year. Join 2.3 million other conservatives and fight back. Join AMAC for free. Go to BenFreeOnline.com. If you care about this election and you care about the integrity of the vote, then it's time for us to organize and fight back. Go to BenFreeOnline.com and sign up right now for 1 year for free, BenFreeOnline.com. So there are headlines in major papers that are saying there's no voter fraud that has happened in this country. Then there are others in the Democratic Party that have even conceded to the idea that there is voter fraud, but they say it's so minimal it wouldn't have an impact on the election, so you don't need to worry about it because it's not really real, right? It's kind of fake. It's not real voter fraud, and it's not going to have an impact on the election at all. Yeah, that's right. It's not going to have an impact on the election at all. That's what they're saying. Now, which one is it? Is it that there is no voter fraud? Or is it that there is some voter fraud? I'm just curious, because at first you said there was none. There was not a single bit of evidence that showed voter fraud. Now, then we start showing evidence, and Facebook and Twitter start silencing that, saying it's fake news. You can't share this. This isn't a reputable organization. We don't know where this video came from. We're not sure what year the video is documented from the voter fraud you're accusing. We don't know if that's a real ballot in their hands or a parody. This is actually what they're doing on social media. I'm not kidding. So the first was there's no voter fraud. Then there's a bunch of it that we find out about. And then we put it out there. And then you suppress it. And then you run away from it. And then you act like, well, even if this is voter fraud, maybe it is. It's not enough to change the outcome of the election. So it doesn't matter. Joe Biden is the winner. Everybody go home and shut up. Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel last night, a shining light over there right now, had a really great open. And I want you to hear part of this about this election and voter fraud and really the hypocrisy of the left. Despite the media's dismissal that vote fraud happened in this election, we're still finding out that more and more of it really did happen. Take a listen.
It's been more than a week since the final votes were cast, and still many of Donald Trump's 72 million voters believe this election was fundamentally unfair, and they're right about that. There was massive outside interference in our democracy, and it didn't come from Russia. The tech monopolies of Silicon Valley used their unprecedented control over news and information to silence Donald Trump's voters, and at the same time to protect Joe Biden. And then public health authorities and blue state governors wielded the pandemic like it was a partisan political weapon. It's hard to believe they actually did that, but they did do it. Corporate America helped them. In a moment, we'll have a report on Big Pharma's role in what happened. It's an amazing story. And then there's the question of the votes themselves, the actual ballots. Democrats completely changed the way we voted in this election. Our system has never been more disorganized, and it's never been more vulnerable to manipulation. So was there voter fraud last week? That's a question we've been working on since election night. We've tried to be careful and precise as we report this out. In moments like this, truth really matters more than ever. False allegations of fraud can cause as much damage as the fraud itself. Jussie Smollett hurt more people with his lies than any actual hate crime. And the last thing America needs right now is more damage. So we want to be accurate. What we're about to tell you is accurate. It's not a theory. It happened, and we can prove it. Other news organizations could prove it, too. They've simply chosen not to. The position of corporate media across the country this week has been very simple. There was no voter fraud. The New York Times, once the paper of record, declared that as fact this morning across the entire front page. Look at this banner headline. Election officials nationwide find no fraud. No fraud, none. End of story. Move on and listen to Kamala. You're hearing virtually the same thing from everyone in the media. Everyone. At CNN, the anchors have been repeating the approved message for days. They say it with a kind of brittle intensity that suggests precisely because they don't really believe what they're saying, you absolutely must believe it. Shut up and accept the verdict, America.
Sources tell CNN that top aides are suggesting that the defeated president, President Trump, hold rallies to drum up bogus conspiracies about election fraud.
The GOP keeps spreading completely unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
The attorney general now telling federal prosecutors to look into those unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. No evidence of widespread flaws in the mail-in voting process.
Bogus conspiracy theories, completely unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. They say it again and again, but what exactly are they talking about? They won't tell you, so we're going to tell you. Right now, fewer than 15,000 votes separate Donald Trump from Joe Biden in the state of Georgia. It's close enough that it's worth getting specific about what happened there. And Georgia's Secretary of State has now confirmed there will be a hand recount of all votes cast in Georgia. Among those votes, auditors will find a ballot cast by a woman called Deborah Jean Christensen. It'd be hard to find anyone who's got a bad word to say about Deborah Jean Christensen. She was well known in her community for years as a bird watcher, an avid gardener, a committed fan of the Georgia Bulldogs. Those who knew her were sad when she died last May, and they might be surprised to learn that even after her death, Deborah Jean Christensen still managed to register to vote and then cast a ballot, presumably for Joe Biden. In some ways, it's an inspiring story, the triumph of voting over death. And no one quite embodies that story like James Blaylock of Covington, Georgia. Mr. Blaylock was a mailman for 33 years until he passed away in 2006. 14 years later, according to state records, he was still mailing things. James Blaylock cast a ballot in last week's election. How did he do that? It might be worth asking the New York Times. Maybe James Blaylock was just one of those extraordinary mail carriers. Neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night nor even death itself could keep him from the mail.
The amazing point about what Tucker is saying here is you can put it on the headline all you want to at the New York Times that there's no voter fraud. You're liars and you're scumbags. And that's exactly what he's proving here, which is the same thing that we talked about yesterday. How do people that are 220 years old in Pennsylvania vote? We looked and saw this on the voter records. We went through these dates. You had 54, 56 people that put their birth date as 1800 and actually were mail ballots in Pennsylvania after they applied for their ballot. And they accepted those ballots in the election. People that were 220 years old voted in the election in Pennsylvania. Dead people are voting in this election. But the New York Times says, because we're the media, and CNN and MSNBC and all these others, well, there is absolutely nothing that says these unsubstantiated, bogus conspiracy theories of the crazies of the Trump world that there was any type of voter fraud or abuse that happened in this campaign or election. None at all. Not a single instance of a dead person voting. Well, here are the dead people. What do you bet none of them will actually admit that there were dead people that voted this election? They'll say, well, they'll move the goalposts. Well, there's not that many dead people that voted, just some dead people that voted. Not enough to change the election. Not enough to change the election is what they are going to say to you. Talking about all these dead people voting and everything, and I really believe now that my dying wish is that when I die, that I don't vote for a Democrat after I die. Can you make sure that happens? Like, whichever one of us goes first, just make sure that my dying wish is that I don't vote for a Democrat after I die. Because what also is amazing is how 100% of the dead votes, always voters always vote for Democrats. Like, you don't have any dead people voting for Republicans. It's like, I'm afraid to die now, not because I know I'm going to heaven, right? I'm a Christian. I know where I'm going. I'm terrified that I'm going to die, and then I'm going to vote for a Democrat after I die. How do you fix that? Democrats, by the way, they really want to get past this election. Have you noticed what's happened the last 24 hours? Now they're trying to cancel Thanksgiving, folks. That'll get you distracted from vote counts around the country. Chicago mayor is now telling residents to cancel their traditional Thanksgiving plans. Yeah, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is now urging her residents in the nation's third largest city to cancel traditional Thanksgiving plans as her region struggles to contain the growing COVID pandemic. Well, don't worry. If Joe Biden's the president, this will all disappear. That's what he promised. He's going to fix the problem, sweetheart. A stay-at-home advisor for Chicago, advisory, I should say, will go into effect on Monday, November the 16th at 6 a.m., the mayor has declared. So effective Monday, she's issuing a stay-at-home advisory asking every Chicago resident to only leave their homes for essential needs, including work and school, and don't do Thanksgiving. It's amazing how fast they can get all of the pillars of America to disappear while they're in charge, all using a virus. Can't go to church, but you can go to a casino. Can't go to school, have community, got to do online. You can go to work, but not really. You got to cancel traditional Thanksgiving celebrations, and we need you to avoid travel. You need to not have any guests in your home unless they're essential workers. This is what they're saying. I'm not making it up. And if you don't believe me, and again, this is the stuff that social media now will shut you down for. Mayor Lightfoot's actual tweet reads, stay home unless for essential reasons. Stop having guests over, including family members you do not live with. Avoid non-essential travel. Cancel traditional Thanksgiving plans. Well, maybe when you were having all your super spreader, Black Lives Matter, I'm all woke, Antifa riots, where were these rules then? Like, why, if you're going to cancel Thanksgiving, why didn't you cancel the Black Lives Matter rallies? You had 100 people arrested, by the way, in Chicago just 2 days ago. You had 13 police that were injured as looters targeted the Windy City's tourism. No, don't worry about that. It's fine. We got this. We got Thanksgiving canceled. They raised the bridges in Chicago to prevent downtown access after widespread looting started to break out earlier this year. Don't worry. We didn't cancel any of the looting or the rioting or the Black Lives Matter protests because that was good for the election. But now you cannot have Thanksgiving. Still can't go to church, but if you got a casino, we'll open that up. Can't go eat in a restaurant, but you can go to the casino and gamble because that's what's important. Can't go to church. I mean, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it right now and get ready for it because it's going to happen. They're going to cancel Christmas. And don't say, Ben, that's insane. They're canceling Thanksgiving, you idiots. I'm referring to the left. Don't worry, not you. We're still friends. Canceling Thanksgiving. Like, they're actually canceling Thanksgiving. Got to cancel Thanksgiving. Got to stay home. Can't do it. The same people that are telling you to cancel Thanksgiving are the same people that are making sure you're not paying attention to the vote recount and what's happening in this country. Because this is a damn good distraction. You can't talk politics if you're not hanging out together at Thanksgiving. You can't talk about the presidential election, right? With your family and friends and what's going on in this country if we tell you you can't hang out together. And don't think this isn't a dry run for the 4 to 6 week total government shutdown that's coming at the hands of Joe Biden. Yeah, that's coming too. So we get rid of church, we get rid of community, we get rid of schools, we get rid of businesses. Where do we go after that? What do we go after that? Get rid of Thanksgiving. And then what do you get rid of? You know what you do next? You just have people sit at home and wait for the government cheese to show up. Isn't that a great idea? And then we own them. And we control them. And they absolutely have to support us because they're nothing without us. Sorry, Thanksgiving. You're not welcome in America anymore because the Democrats are in charge. Black Lives Matter rallies, Antifa rallies, riots, looting, you're welcome. As long as we need you for the election. But everybody else, we're done with you. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.